sparklers and sprinklers, Twinkies and weenies, the innocence before. Climbing our windows, the smell of that first campfire lasted on your clothes. Peeing on trees and on spewing ketchup gas, riding bikes through the creek and watching girls in bikinis. Life was easier back then.
Oh, you finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Space, you were too nervous to make cooking love on a pizza, and I hate ice cream.
Thank you for joining us here on a Wednesday, GLS. I'm Dale Campbell. Thank you for joining us, whether you're listening to us on the YouTube podcast, Google Plus, Facebook, however you're consuming the show. We do appreciate your consumption. Now, before we went to the break, we posed you a question. How is the Queensland Police Service celebrating Back to the Future Day? We have the answer for you. We have found the answer. Police in Queensland say they have developed a hoverboard unit after a silver car crashed near a cinema. This is hilarious. We add the statement here, and the statement says, here's the statement, the official statement. Quote, this morning, police officers from the Mount Isa hoverboard unit were called to attend a traffic crash on Rodeo Drive. A silver sedan has crashed into a power pole near the cinema. When questioned what speed he was doing, the driver stated that he was going 88 miles per hour. The 17-year-old man was charged and was in possession of a license that had expired over 30 years ago. Investigations into the vehicle of what a flux compactor is are ongoing. The Mount Isa cinema received a loss of power to the building. Owner Jody Sanders said the driver got out of the car and asked for a Pepsi. Quote, he also wanted to know when we would be playing Jaws 19. Unquote, Jordy Sanders said. The damage to the power pole caused power outage to the area. Mount Isa Mayor Tony McGrady advised that the power outage caused damage to the town clock, which has stopped working. Quote, we have repairs underway to save the clock tower, Mayor McGrady said. That is the most amazing thing ever. The satire was going along for the first half of what ended up being many tributes paid on Back to the Future Day. It is Back to the Future Day. Thank you. We are doing a show on Back to the Future Day. So this episode has been very, very Back to the Future heavy. So we have kind of relied on that. A bit, but it's a bunch of fun. It's fun. The crash described in the press release mirrors the key moment in Back to the Future 2 plot when Marty McFly, 17, and Doc go forward in time. It said the officers asked the 17-year-old what driver he was doing. He replied 88 miles per hour, which is 142 kilometers per hour. The speed of the pair modified silver DeLorean hit to the trigger, the flex compactor sent them back in time. It was hilarious. It was also posted to the edited, the photoshopped image. This is the best part of the whole thing. It was also posted an edited image of the officers rushing to the scene on their hoverboards. Mount Isa cinema owner Jody Sanders was quoted as saying the driver asked when Jaws 19, the film being screened at Holomax Cinema, the film was showing. Mount Isa Mayor Tony McGrady, meanwhile, was quoted by saying the repairs were underway to save the clock tower, which is the famous scene is hit by lightning. Queensland Police Media is framed for its light-hearted social media posts. It previously posted warnings on Facebook about wet roads from the tears of Top Gear fans after the show was cancelled and cautioned drivers not to go ape after a lorry of carrying bananas was crashed. And I do like the Queensland Police Service because they do have a light heart to all of their stuff. So they do know how to have a party over there at the Queensland Police Service. And that is kind of the best thing in the history of the planet. And that concludes our broadcast day here at GLS. Thank you everyone for joining us. It's 12 o'clock.